News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pratik Ritsen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The Indian Embassy in Doha brought back a second batch of Indians from Afghanistan on Sunday. The embassy said in a tweet that 146 Indian nationals who were evacuated from Afghanistan to Doha were repatriated to India. In the first batch, Qatar repatriated 135 Indians evacuated from Afghanistan to India on Saturday. The embassy said that officials provided consular and logistical support to ensure repatriates' safe return. Meanwhile, India on Sunday brought back 392 people, including two Afghan lawmakers, in three different flights as part of its mission to evacuate Indians and Afghan partners from Kabul. Another group of 87 Indians and two Nepalese nationals was brought back in a special Air India flight from Dushanbe a day after they were evacuated to the Tajikistan capital in an IAF 130J transport aircraft, officials said. India has been allowed to operate two flights per day from Kabul to evacuate its nationals stranded in Afghanistan, the news agency ANI reported, quoting government sources. Several countries, including India, have been facing difficulties in evacuating people from Kabul in view of the chaos around the airport in the Afghan capital following the Taliban takeover. Thousands of Afghanistan nationals have also been trying to leave the country, fearing Taliban's strict rule. An Afghan woman who escaped to India on Sunday said the situation in the country was worsening and the Taliban had burnt down her house. The woman, her daughter and two grandchildren were among 168 people evacuated from Kabul on a C-17 heavy-lift military transport aircraft of the Indian Air Force on Sunday. U.S. President Joe Biden is raising concerns that the Islamic State poses a threat as American troops seek to evacuate thousands of American citizens and Afghan allies from Afghanistan. Biden, in remarks at the White House on Sunday, noted that the terror group is a sworn enemy of the Taliban and said that the longer U.S. troops are on the ground increases the chance that the group will attempt to strike innocent civilians and American personnel near the Hamid Karzai International Airport. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul has been warning Americans to avoid traveling to the airport in part because of concerns about Islamic State fighters. The extremist group has long declared a desire to attack America and U.S. interests abroad, and it has been active in Afghanistan for a number of years, carrying out waves of horrific attacks, mostly on the Shiite minority. The group has been repeatedly targeted by U.S. airstrikes in recent years and faced Taliban attacks. The placing of a Bharatiya Janata Party flag and the Indian flag on former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Kalyan Singh's body has kicked up a row on social media. Opposition leaders criticized the party for allegedly placing the BJP flag over the national flag. India will not tolerate the insult to the national flag, the official Youth Congress handle tweeted in Hindi. B.V. Srinivas, national president of the youth wing of the Congress, asked, "Is it okay to place the party flag over the Indian flag in New India?" Samajwadi Party spokesperson Ghanshyam Tiwari said in a tweet, "Party above the nation, flag above the tricolour, BJP as usual, no regret, no repentance, no sorrow, no grief." Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited Singh's residence to pay tributes to the BJP veteran, under whose watch the Babri Masjid demolition took place. He was named Kalyan Singh and he devoted his entire life for Jan Kalyan. He was synonymous with faith and commitment in politics and spent the largest part of his life working for the welfare of the people, said Modi about Singh. "Kalyan Singh's death is a great loss for Indian politics and a very sad moment for me," he said in a series of tweets. Rajnath Singh, who had succeeded Kalyan Singh as the Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister, said the latter was associated with the Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh and played an important role in the Ram Temple movement. Singh died due to sepsis and multi-organ failure, the SGPGIMS said in a statement on Saturday night. The Uttar Pradesh government has announced 3 days of state mourning. The Uttarakhand government also declared a one-day state mourning on Sunday following Singh's death. The Ministry of Finance has summoned Salil Parekh, MD and CEO of Infosys, to seek an explanation about why glitches in the new income tax filing portal have not been resolved. an issue flagged by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. The new income tax portal, www.incometax.gov.in, which went live on June 7, had a bumpy start since its launch as it continued to face tech glitches, including longer logging in time, inability to generate OTP for Aadhaar validation, non-availability of ITRs for past years. Taking note of the grievances voiced on social media by taxpayers, tax professionals and other stakeholders, the finance minister had pointed out the issues to Infosys, calling upon them to address these concerns. She asked Infosys to work on the portal to make it more humane and user-friendly, and expressed her deep concern on the various problems being faced by the stakeholders. Late on Sunday, Infosys said, "The emergency maintenance on the website has concluded and it is now live." Infosys India Business tweeted, "The emergency maintenance of the Income Tax India portal has concluded and the portal is live. We regret any inconvenience caused to taxpayers." The Income Tax Department had said the new portal was aimed at making compliance more taxpayer-friendly. However, the technical glitches shall be addressed fast for convenience of all. Infosys in 2019 was awarded a contract to develop the next generation income tax filing system to reduce processing time for returns from 63 days to 1 day and expedite refunds. Addressing shareholders' questions on the matter, Infosys said it is deeply concerned with the inconvenience caused by the technical glitches in the new income tax e-filing portal and that it is working to resolve all the issues at the earliest. Infosys is working to resolve the concerns in the new income tax e-filing portal. For the last week, several of the technology glitches which impacted the performance and stability have been addressed. And as a result, we have observed lakhs of unique daily users in the portal, said Infosys Chief Operating Officer Praveen Rao while responding to queries during the AGM. Right everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. And do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.